Good evening. I'm going to call to order the Finance Committee meeting. It is March 18th, 2013. Present today are myself, Mary Westfall, committee members Doug Hanem, Mark Lupke, Todd Milner, other council members Sandy Hussman, Katie Capellini, Mark Lupke, Mayor Stow is present. Also joining us Bill Sanford, Toby Schroyer, Kevin Aller, and Chief Rhoda. So our primary point of discussion today is to do a review of the audit letter that came with the audit and to take a look at the matters involving the internal control and other matters that were presented. And we've all had an opportunity to review the letter. There were some things that I think we had questions about. Toby, I'm going to do a little overview on everything, and he did do a nice analysis of the letter and the responses to some of the things that surfaced there. So, Toby,
yeah, you'd like to start? I also sent out an email with this in there and some other files you can look at, attachments that apparently we're having problems with our email because not everybody got it. I saw a lot of it earlier this afternoon. Mismanagement letter is prepared by our auditors, and what it is, it's recommendations in going forward. It's not anything that they're writing us up for, anything like that. They're just making recommendations. The first thing there that they had a recommendation for was the appropriations in excess of estimated resources. Ohio Revised Code requires us to send a letter down to the county whenever we need to increase our estimated resources or revenues to cover our budgeted appropriations. So usually once a year, at the end of the year, this is something that we do regularly. This is the first time that we've ever done it incorrectly, and it was just simply a clerical mistake. We use the actual expenditures instead of the appropriated budgeted expenditures. It's not anything that's happened before. It's not something that would happen going forward. So if they have to make a recommendation on it, but it's a one-time thing, they won't see how it's the preparation of purchase orders, this is probably, in my mind, the most significant same recommendation that they've made, and this is a recurring recommendation over multiple years. In other communities, essentially, the proper way to do things is to have a purchase order before anybody makes a purchase. That's what the auditors would like to see. They also know it's not always the most efficient or practical way of doing things. When you have a small staff like we do, three people in finance, it would be impossible to do it that way without severely holding up the departments from making purchases. Currently, we do purchase orders every 2 weeks. This would be, if to follow their recommendations, we'd have to be doing them daily. We'd almost need just a person that's there just to do purchase orders. It's not really practical to a city the size of Sylvania and a staff our size. What's generally happening is by the time we get the purchase order, the invoice, the department's already made the purchase. It's been approved by the director, so it's not like it's not approved at that level. But when it comes to us, it's generally a purchase order with the invoice attached, then it's approved by myself, and then we make the payment. How they'd like it to happen is the department decides they need to buy something. They'd send in a purchase order. We would prepare the purchase order, send it back to them with the purchase order number, and then they would be able to make the purchase. Not real practical timing wise. It's something that if we don't change, this will be on there every year as we go forward. My recommendation would changes on things that we can do. 2013, there are certain things that we haven't done purchase orders for in the past, like electronic payments, stuff like that, that we are doing just to abide by their recommendation. But as long as we have staff, we have, we would be able to prepare purchase orders in time for the department to make timely purchases. And please stop me if you guys have any questions or anything as we go.
Is this just kind of covering their butt thing that you could recommend?
Yeah, they will recommend it. My previous employer, we were, it was the same exact thing.
What did you do there?
Say nothing.
Toby, you know, I kind of have a very small office as well, and we run into the same problem, quite honestly. My only question is, would there be any reason to consider doing invoices weekly rather than every other week? Is there any benefit to that?
The problem is, the way it's timed is on off payroll is because our payroll person is also doing it, so we're doing it off weeks from payroll. So with our current level, that staffing level, it wouldn't be possible, and I would recommend staffing level just to apply or to abide by their recommendation.
The point, Toby, is you believe that there's currently adequate control and review of expenditures made by the city.
Every expenditure is approved by the director of that department. And if that's not my department, they're also approved by me. Obviously, if it's my department, it's just me. It's entered by a different individual for me. The purchase order is processed by a different individual for me. The checks are processed by a different person than that. Checks are signed once they're cut by me, and it's over a certain dollar limit by Kevin or the tax commissioner. The bank statements are then done by the person that's not cutting the checks. So there's quite a bit of stuff control. Obviously, if you wanted a staff of 10 people, you'd have better controls, but it's a give and take.
But the bottom line is, we're comfortable that we have adequate control and review of all of our expenditures.
Everything that comes to me already has the director's approval, and I'm assuming that they are analyzing that purchase. And then we're also in my office, we're doing the same thing.
Thank you.
But I do want to make you aware that this is probably something that you will see on the management level for the letter each year. Is there any other questions on the purchase order part? They do have what they call a vendor announcement certificate that I talked about there. That's essentially, it's kind of for exceptions when you can't follow through with the normal process and get a purchase order first. The only thing is we're kind of using it extensively, and it's not what it's intended for, but we're following the law by what it says, that you can use them that way. Capital assets, the rest of these things are kind of more of policy issues. You have a policy for capital assets as part of that email that I sent all you guys that hopefully whenever survey gets fixed will come through, or I can resend it tomorrow. We have a policy already. What we don't have, because the accounting board maybe 5 years ago started requiring us to report infrastructure, which are your roads, your bridges, your sewers, those major things, they started requiring you to report those and to depreciate them and to go back and eat not just the new projects or all infrastructure that we had. The policy that we have for fixed assets is older than that and hasn't been updated, so it does not include the useful lives of infrastructure. So it's a matter of me updating the policy to include the infrastructure years. We're not using improper years, but when the auditors say, well, where did you get these years from? It's not a policy. They want a written policy. So So I will be coming to you with an update. We have, like I said, we have the policy, it just needs to be updated for those other items. The second part of capital assets is the review of infrastructure records. This is something Kevin and I have talked about, something that we'll be working on in preparing the 2012 records. So going forward, this will not be a recurring, this won't be on, this won't be a recurring recommendation. It's just something that Kevin and I will be working on together. As far as the number four there, use of cell phones, vehicles, equipment, and credit cards, this is something that's come up. The state's been kind of getting on communities maybe in the last handful of years to make sure communities have policies for these things. We do not have policies on the credit cards. To get issued a credit card, you sign an authorization form. The employee does. It says what you can and cannot use the card for. Part of that email I sent you, I attached a copy of that form. I don't think the auditors consider that an official policy, but it is an authorization form. In the past, between the personnel department, when we had one in the finance office, the discussions did happen regarding whether we put policies in place for these things. And it was decided to not do that. The flexibility was more important. I think it was kind of if you have a policy in place, you have to just simply abide by it. There's no flexibility. I was not here for those discussions, but that's what I've been told that this part of the discussions went. We have not had any kind of issues with these things. We have, I believe, 8 cell phones issued to employees throughout the whole city. Nobody takes their government or vehicle home, and no one uses it for their personal use. Like I said, the credit cards, they have to sign an authorization form, and it's a full page of almost a credit card agreement, essentially, and it says what you can and can't use it for, and obviously, you know, it talks about personal purchases and things like that. I'm open, if you guys would prefer to see an official policy, I'm open to that. What is everybody's comments? And I know I've talked to Mary about it, so.
Thank you, Toby. I think that it is very appropriate for us to review this carefully and certainly to take a look at what other communities are doing and evaluate that. I would love to have some feedback from the mayor about his thoughts regarding those policies and the past history on that and any thoughts he has about going forward.
I think we should have a written policy. For whatever reason, George Heckenauer just resisted writing the policies down. But this one's pretty straightforward, and I think the administration, specifically Toby, can take a crack at writing it. Who can have a cell phone, what they can use it for, same with vehicles. Credit card one seems like it's covered pretty well already, but we can expand that into a policy. We haven't had any problems with people using things incorrectly. I think George used to take it more on a gentleman's basis, and we really didn't have any problems. And he preferred to leave it that way because once you write a policy, people try to find a way around it. Right now, it's on an honesty basis. But we ought to take a crack at having a policy. We have had just a few problems in the past. We had one with gas down at the municipal building 8 or 10 years ago, something like that. Chief, do you recall? We put a new monitoring system down at the maintenance building so that everybody has to put in their ID number to do it. And a couple of years ago, when I was leaving my office late, I saw gas going into somebody's own pickup truck. and caused quite a stir about that. Turned out it was an undercover vehicle. But that one, people really hopped to when I thought something was being used in an inappropriate way. So I think we're not having a problem, but let's have a policy in place before we do have a problem.
Make one comment on that. If you don't have a policy in place and you do try to reprimand an employee for abuse, an arbitrator, if it goes to arbitration, is going to tell you you don't have a policy. That person had no idea what was right and what was wrong. So I think it's important to have a policy.
So we're going to have a draft policy to review. Great.
So you want a policy for the credit card, a policy for the phones, and a policy for the vehicles?
I think that's what the mayor said. I'm good with what the mayor has to say on this.
I'll probably pull a little bit of a committee together, just, for instance, Kevin's department might have specific reasons why they do what they do, and I'll just find that out and put a policy together, make it work for the departments too.
I like Mary's comment that it would be interesting to see what our neighboring suburban communities are doing.
If they're not, I'm sure they're getting the same recommendation. It's pretty common. I don't think the auditors are asking for a 100-page policy that specifies everything about everything, but they just like to see something in place. That's a good idea.
I think it's just good business practice, and we have a responsibility to do good work on behalf of our community and our citizens. So with that being said, I think that you've done a nice overview, a nice analysis of our 2011 management letter, Toby, and I appreciate your hard work in gathering this information. Are there any other questions from any of you to be directed to Toby on these things?
No, I just want to echo your comments and thank Toby for and the administration for complete responses and transparency and your commitments here to address these issues where appropriate. Thank you.
I will try again to send an email tomorrow. Maybe something will get fixed tonight.
I got it.
You got it?
Thank you. Good. I'm such a whiz at that stuff, so I didn't know how to not make it work.
Is there any other business to come before the Finance Committee this evening?
Kevin, yes, we just have some other business.
Do you want to start off next night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do they have this?
I think it's really good. Yes, it is. You're referencing the information that's on the agenda for this evening.
Yes. Item 13.
You want to talk about item 13?
Yes, it's item 13.
Well, you can. The notice allows us to discuss any other matters that the Finance Committee chooses to bring up. But okay. This would speed the process along by, I think we have the time tonight.
Yes.
So.
Sure.
Go
ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. during 2010, 2011, there were about a half a dozen projects that were done at the wastewater treatment plant. All of them grouped together, the total cost of those projects was roughly the $5.3 million that they see in the letter, $5,363,871. The county had secured almost $3 million in OPWC and ARRA grant funds for those projects. So that left a balance of almost $2.4 million. We knew at some point that they were going to take that to loan, but weren't exactly sure. They hadn't given us a definite timing. That timing is basically now. And in taking a look at our reserves that we have in the sanitary sewer fund, it's roughly about $6.5 million. Knowing that there's nothing on the horizon in the wastewater treatment plant as far as large-scale projects, and knowing that over the course of the next three to five years, we're going to have roughly about $200,000 a year in current annual debt payments that will fall off because the debt will be paid in full. I believe it's more prudent to take our share of the project, or roughly $463,600, out of those reserves, pay that down, and be done with it, rather than finance it over 20 years. The interest rate on that is going to be 4%. Interest will cost us approximately $220,000 over the course of 20 years, or about $11,000 a year. And I think with the funds that we have available, with the debt that I know is falling off of our books over the course of the next three to five years, I feel comfortable that if we take that out of the reserve, that we're still going to be in healthy shape. And so I would recommend requesting an additional appropriation of $462,600 and pay our share off.
Right now we're getting, what, 1.3% interest or something like that?
Yeah, it's probably closer to 1. It depends
closer
how
to
many
1
years,
now?
How many years you go out, but I figure on 1.
Well, why is the interest rate
4%? They finance through OWDA, Ohio Water Development Authority, and it's not the normal bond market. The last debt that they financed, it was 4.36. And that was, I'm trying to think, it was an expansion project, and this will be at 4%. The definite rate won't be known until they close the documents, but it's going to be in that 3.95 to 4.05 area.
Can we finance our own payment? Why do we have to go with the county?
Finance it through...
Even if we issued bonds, though, the last bonds we issued just in 2012 was 2%, and we can't earn that, so it's still going to make sense. It's a little closer, but it's still going to make sense to make the payment, especially out of that special revenue fund. We're not talking about the general fund.
Okay, so we're gonna pay this out of the balance of the sewer fund?
Sewer.
What's our target balance in the sewer fund?
There's not a target balance. There has not been a target balance established for that. Typically.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Only in the capital improvements. You didn't specifically separate the water and sewer reserve funds. Typically, you will do a year's worth of debt payments plus 6 months of operation. It is the rule of thumb. Nothing turned fast. But
okay, I'm not sure I understand what fund you're taking this up. Which fund? This is coming out of the operating fund?
Fund, I believe it is. It's our sewer fund. When people pay the sewer rates, sewer fees, that's revenue going into it.
Okay, wait a minute.
We have a sewer fund and a water fund, two separate funds.
Yeah, we have a sewer fund and a water fund. We have operating funds and cap. Do it.
Under each one, yes. But we'd be paying it out of the project part of it.
Which is which, the operating or the... Can you tell me what, it would be easier if you could tell me what funds we're talking about and what the numbers are, and because my initial reaction to this is I don't like it. That's my initial reaction. I just don't like it. I don't like reducing our reserve, the reserves without understanding, having a clear understanding of where those are. And I can't find my, I was out of town this weekend, I didn't see this till this afternoon, so.
I'd have to have the, Doug, I didn't bring a copy, I didn't bring the cash report. And that's what I need to be able to show you the numbers of where that's coming out of. Right now, to.
Well, maybe we can get a copy of that.
We have $1.15 million.
Maybe a question about that. How much latitude do we have to utilize that reserve? I mean, is, we have to use it for specifically sewer and water related items.
In the sewer fund, specifically sewer items.
Right. And do you have any idea of how much that reserve grows a year historically?
On years, recent years, it hasn't grown. It's not a large grower because we've had high years of debt. So probably in the neighborhood of about, last year it was about $110,000.
So.
I don't know, I've over the course of several years.
I guess my question is, if the future, if the history is any indication, the future, we would restore $463,000 in potentially 4 or 5 years.
Well, it could be a lot faster, it depends on what sewer projects you do. During the year, if you have a lot of revenue coming in, we've just been spending it on projects.
Okay.
Okay, we have a, okay, go ahead.
If you take a look, because all of the operating expenses of the wastewater treatment come into play there too. So if they have a high year of pump repairs or something like that, then that 110 is going to go down to 20. Yeah, I mean, it's we're comfortable to make sure that we don't deplete that.
But it's unlikely that we would deficit spend that routine operators.
No, we would not. Our rates are healthy and set up and reviewed. At least in the last 2 years that I've been involved, they're reviewed each year to make sure that they're on the plus side at the end of the year.
Mark, one other thing we probably need to consider is that Ottawa Lake will be tying in hopefully next year, and I think there'll be some revenues generated from them tying into our system that would help offset some of this cost. You know, if you guys, if everyone's not satisfied and they need a lot more questions answered, I might make a recommendation that we refer it to Utilities Committee and allow the administration time to put together some of the questions that, you know, some of the council members have, and we can answer them during the utilities and bring it back at if there's no time restraint on this. I mean,
the cash report will answer Doug's questions. I just don't have it. I didn't bring the cash report.
Okay, well, our fund balance, we have fund balance target balances established in March of 2010. And in the general fund, we're supposed to have a target balance as a percentage of annual expenditures expenses of 30%, in the water fund, 30%, in the sewer fund, 30%. Capital improvement is supposed to be 150% of general fund. And we're supposed to have a payroll stabilization fund of $1,500,000. So before I would like to know where we stand in relation to those target balances.
30% of the operating fund?
Yes.
We'll be in excess of that. Our operating fund is roughly about $230,000.
It doesn't break it out by sewer. It has a general, water, sewer, and the capital improvement. It doesn't have a separate sewer, water, or sewer operating and sewer capital fund, right?
The debt payments are paid within the same account. That's correct.
So you're proposing to pay this out of the sewer fund?
702.
Right, and to help you out, Doug, if we're looking at the summary of revenue for the sewer fund last year was charges for service, $2.49 million.
You're looking at the budget?
30% of that in the budget, back on the estimated revenues. And if you do 30% of that, it's about $700,000 or so. And we'll still have it in there when we take this out. I don't know, my memory says that we knew that these capital costs were coming from Lucas County. We've been talking about these for years. The project takes a while. And I thought we built this into our rates so that we would pay cash for it when we got to this point. There's no rush. We should look at a few years' experience and see where we are on the cash flow and...
Yeah, I mean, if that's what we planned for, that's different.
Yeah. And it looks like we'd still be at or very near the target balance after we pay it down.
So our target balance would be 30% of 2.7 million roughly, basically, right?
2.5 or 2.6 million.
This is the 702 fund, right?
Right.
Okay. There's no pages on this final budget. There are no page numbers, but...
This is up near the numbers that I'm looking at are up near the front.
And it shows total sewer administration, 464, sewer collection, 2108, transfers out, 125.
You're looking on a different page. We're just looking at estimated revenues.
I'm looking right here. Summary, here's summary of expenditures.
Summary of revenue. Sewer fund, I don't know where I get some of these on page.
Okay, well, this is based on expenditures. The fund, target fund balances are a percentage of annual expenditures, not revenues. So it would be this line, right? This is the expenditure.
Saying 2.6.
This is 2.7, yeah. Roughly 2.7.
Let me check that out.
I think Mike, you had...
We have, this year alone, we have $45,000 in debt payments that'll fall off. We make one more payment in July, and that's the last payment. We will not have $45,000 in debt payment at the end of this year. And in 2015, we'll have $200,000 in years fall off.
I think Mike, though, had a good suggestion. The mayor's indicated that there's no sense of urgency that we absolutely need to do this right this second. So let's step back a minute and make sure we check all of our facts. I like your willingness to take this on at the Utilities Committee and allow us to kind of vet the questions a little bit more in depth and make sure that we're being good stewards of this responsibility. Is anyone opposed to that as a recommendation from the Finance Committee?
No, Jeff, just so you know, if I'm calculating this right, our budget expenditures are roughly $2.7 million. So our target fund balance, 30% of that is $810,000. And if I'm reading your memo right, well, I don't know what that means. I don't know what our current balance. Oh, it says we currently have $1.1 million. So if we pay $463,000, that'll take us under our target balance.
That will be reduced. I estimated that 463 high because I don't have the payoff account yet. And I want it to be high rather than low.
I understand. Okay, well, I just want to know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. We'll pull over the call and the information together.
Okay, thanks.
I'll have to spell out what that falls off of.
Do we need any kind of a motion to... No, that would be a recommendation during our council meeting. Yeah. Okay. Is there any other business to come before the Finance Committee this evening? Hearing none, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:20. And thank you very much. Yeah. Yes.